We're down to the final three teams of Southern Nevada High School football. And big surprise, it's Arbor View, it's Liberty, it's Bishop Gorman. That's not said to diminish their accomplishments, just to give them a shout-out because their programs, they've built it to the point where we expect them to be here, and they get to play after Thanksgiving. Liberty and Gorman face off on Saturday at Bishop Gorman in a state semifinal game. Arbor View going up to Bishop Minogue to take on the Northern champions. Exciting time. Then we'll get a state championship game after that. Arbor View wins 28-7 to get to that point against Faith Lutheran. Really not even close, and a lot of people were expecting it to be.
Yeah, in fact, Arbor View gave up a touchdown like right away in the game on a botched snap. And they came back and they stuck to their guns. And after 12 years, they finally get to a state semifinal, the region champion Arbor View Aggies. Shout out to them. It was a typical Arbor View game, just physical and good defense. And they finally get to to Reno to play Bishop Minogue. And Thanksgiving, here we go. You know me, Case. I'm all tradition and fillings and history, and I love that Thanksgiving Day practice. I never got the of course, I didn't play football, but isn't it like, right, because Thanksgiving and football kind of go hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's on TV, mm-hmm. There's food.
Part of the tradition, I would say.
Yeah, people tend to like to eat, right? Mm-hmm. So just being cool to be out there in the crisp morning getting to play, you know, because a lot of people are doing like the turkey bowls that day, like neighborhood people. Like, oh, I know, okay. There's a big group of like Silverado graduates who do a turkey bowl every year on the Silverado.
What's a turkey bowl?
Just like a friendship bowl. They name it turkey bowl. It's like you and me. Say we get together a bunch of people, we go get our cotton sweatpants on, and we go to the park and we play like a game of tackle football.
Oh, okay. Tackle football?
Yeah. Or two-hand touch, I don't know.
These are called turkey bowls?
It's what
I've never heard of. I thought you were talking about like people getting together to eat turkey.
No, it was a kind of dish I didn't know.
Like, I've never heard of the turkey bowl.
It's like a friendship bowl on Thanksgiving.
Okay, I get it now, but I was kind of confused. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know who else does one? Legacy Football has one. Ice goes out there. I saw Ice on Friday. Love that guy.
So all the players get together and play tackle football.
Whatever. They touch football, flag, I don't know. They play football.
I think your story is compelling, and it's I believe every part of it. I just highly doubt that a bunch of guys my age are tackling each other.
Do you remember, I'm sure you didn't watch this show. Do you remember the TV show Friends?
Yes.
Did you ever watch that?
No, I was a little young.
Okay, but anyways, they had a big episode where they got together on a Thanksgiving and they played, and I think that really brought it to popularity.
Oh, okay. And it was called the Turkey Bowl?
I just named it the Turkey Bowl. Okay. I don't know. The Mashed Potato Bowl. I have no idea.
I'm just curious if this is actually a thing.
It's something. It's a thing. I don't know what it's called in different neighborhoods across the great U.S. of A.
So 29 of the teams that were on in the 3A or 4A, they can have their own Turkey Bowl. But as we originally got off on here, Arbor View, Liberty, and Gorman don't need to be a part of any Turkey Bowl and shouldn't be risking getting hurt because they all are going to practice that morning. And before we delved into this whole thing, I think that's what you were getting at, that you like that practice.
I like the practice. I like football on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I think what's usually the schedule? Like early morning and then go eat?
Yeah,
that
I
practice
think so.
Like first thing in the morning?
Could you imagine?
I never made
like
it to past Thanksgiving.
If it's two-a-days and you go in the morning and you got to come back at night with all that turkey in your system, falling asleep, right?
Hey, maybe.
I think it's a morning practice, and then I believe, do you take the bus up Thursday night or Friday morning?
I would think Friday.
Friday morning.
Yeah, you got to be.
Hey, Arbor View, who finally did a trip into Cali this year, that turns out to be a blessing for them because they got to experience traveling and getting off the bus and playing and winning. And now they get to go to Reno to play Minogue.
Yeah, they did well in California, too. If you remember, they won those first two games. I think wasn't their only loss was at home in one of those
national
games.
Yeah, they had a dud at home after the California trip.
right? So
if they win against Reno, be prepared for a dud, is what you're saying.
No, not at all. I was just looking back at what happened. I actually don't worry about Arborview at all. If the program is run well and the coaches have things in order and they can manage the trip, I think that it's fine. But I know this is your big thing every year, that it's impossible for a Southern team to go north. So I'm fully expecting you to pick Bishop Minogue this week.
Yeah, well, the good news for Arborview is that according to weather.com, which is undefeated, it's going to be a high of 47 and sunny on Saturday. Friday showers, so they avoid the Friday showers. It'll be raining when they get there, but mostly sunny for the for the kickoff against Minogue. And you're right, Case. I had such a high opinion of Darwin Ross. You remember Darwin from Palo, right?
Yep, he's blown up my email once this year for something I said on the podcast. Okay. So I got to tread lightly here.
But he always had these great Palo teams, all black, unis, crisp on offense, and he'd go up to Reno and he would just struggle. And Vegas, who you know me, I love my kitty cats, right? They'd go up to Reno and struggle. And then remember, I thought Gorman was going to go up to Reno and struggle. And you show up and there's an ice cream truck outside.
Yeah, and they did not struggle.
But and DP's been up there and has done well. So the theory's not as good as best player on the field theory, which brings me to another point. Who is the best player on the field?
Well, according to you, I'm not saying this is me because I'm trying to get off the – I don't want to be an Arborview hater, but you tell me Peyton Dixon – from Bishop Minogue is the best player. And I will say in your defense, if you look at like the photos from their win over DeMonte Ranch, which I think was a little bit of an upset.
That was a huge upset.
Okay, huge upset.
Yeah.
It looks like the kid's doing everything. He has the ball every play. He's making people miss. You could tell he's a player. But yeah, that's Peyton Dixon, senior running back, kind of done everything all year for – what's Bishop Minogue's mascot? I forget. Whatever they are, the Monarchs.
They are. I think you got it right.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay, the logo looks like Monarchs, but I doubt that's what it was. Yeah. Well,
no.
Their helmets, I see. I think it has whatever. I don't know.
Maybe.
That seems like a weird name for a Catholic school.
The Monarchs?
Yeah.
It's an M with an angel on it.
Yeah. But anyway, so, yeah, that's your guy. What do you think? Tell me about why.
I don't know if he's my guy, but I wouldn't label my guy and Reno in the same sentence ever.
Well, I think so, just because as soon as I come in, you're telling me how good he is. And I said, what about Kyle Graham? How's he Bubba, not the best player?
Well, I think that if you,
isn't Bubba Kyle same guy?
Same guy, yeah.
Okay. and then I said
Sorry
JJ.
Sorry for the music. Every time you go to Max Preps, they give you
They're the Miners, not the Monarchs.
Okay.
From here on out, they're the Monarchs.
Yeah, so Minogue's got three losses this year, but they've rolled in the playoffs. They crushed Reno. They crushed Banner Springs. They upset the Monte Ranch, who had a great passing game. Their two losses this year, they lost by 30-something to DeMonte Ranch earlier in the season. They lost 63-28. In September, and then they lost to a California team.
So there are some strikes against them. I think you'd have to say Arborview does look better on paper, but
if this game was in Vegas, it'd be Arborview all the way.
You just have a little bit of hang up because of the Peyton Dixon kid.
And I also have a little bit of a hang up, and I know this shouldn't factor into it, but we're tied in the picks, right?
We are.
And you could assume that Gorman's probably going to win out, right? So this game essentially determines who wins our pick contest.
I just can't believe I had you. I should be trying to talk from that perspective. I have to be honest because I can't think of that. From that perspective, I should be trying to talk you into taking Bishop Minogue. But 2 weeks ago, I made a bet with you on this podcast that I took DeMonte Ranch plus 30 against any of these teams.
Well, DeMonte Ranch lost straight up.
So how now are you kind of waffling on who to pick?
I'm waffling on who to pick because I love Arborview. I love Barnton. I love the fact that if you look at what's right about what they've done, right, they've got a junior program that runs the same offense. They got a ton of participation. They've won 5 league titles in a row. They've built to this point. They went from being an expansion school that was in the toughest league in town, right? When they came, Cimarron was kicking everybody in the teeth, right? They could never beat Coach Rost, right? Centennial was beating them and eating their canes. You know what I'm saying? Legacy got at them a few times. And now they're the kings of the division, but they couldn't get past Gorman. And they couldn't get past Gorman. Nobody could get past Gorman, right? Mm-hmm. Then realignment comes. Gorman comes over to this part of town. Arborview, team to beat. And what do? Desert Pines comes and has a 14-point lead, CK. You were there.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Arborview sticks with its system, somehow ties the game, somehow wins the game. Then they come back the next week against Faith, right? Faith had given them a great game the last 2 contests, 3-point wins. First play of the game, touchdown, Faith. And then they win. So I can't get past that with Arborview, but I know long bus ride, maybe feeling content that they've made it this far, cold weather possibly, best player on the field. All my boxes are checked for Minogue, except I hate Reno. And I could never picture myself betting a Reno team against a Vegas team. Right?
Right.
So, but anyways, let's talk about the other game.
Faith actually scored on a fumble recovery. So I'd say there is a little bit of weird thing that Arborview's given up a lot of Arborview's offense scores both teams' points lately.
Yeah.
Because Desert Pines is 2 touchdowns back-to-back on defense. But, okay, that was just an interesting thing to throw in. Faith Lutheran had 80 total yards, too. So,
and with that Arborview's said, the Dixon kid ridiculous. Probably isn't as athletic as 5 players on Desert Pines.
Yeah, so we'll get back to this at the picks at the end. But, yeah, let's talk about the game that is here locally Saturday afternoon. Bishop Gorman taking on Liberty. Every year we're trying to talk ourselves into why Liberty has a chance. Everyone seems to be. So what are the reasons this year? Why can we see the Patriots beating the Gaels, accomplishing the impossible?
Well, I liked Liberty a lot more at the start of the playoffs than I do now. Micah Bowings, the Gorman quarterback, has been nothing short of perfect. 10-for-10 with 5 touchdowns in the air against Basic in the first round. Last week he was like 11-of-13 for another 3. And he's rushing for 100-plus yards and multiple touchdowns. He's that dual-threat quarterback that you can't take away, right? Because if you guard his running, he's going to throw it. You guard the passing, he's going to take off and run. And he's made that Gorman offense look a lot better. The Gorman running backs this year, you could argue, haven't been great, especially up to the standard of the past 8 years that Gorman set. But one player is just kind of taken over. And you go back to your favorite Ray Brewer theory, the best player on the field, right, CK?
Definitely not my favorite theory, but...
A theory that we've used on this show and that has been good before.
And debatable.
Debatably good, but is the best player Cyrus, I can't say the last name, or Micah Bowings, the most impactful player? Because Cyrus, let's be honest, he's missed 3 games. He's not fully revved up. And then you got to talk about the Liberty D. The Liberty D is great, as good as it's ever been.
Yeah.
And the Gorman offense, you could argue, is as bad as it's been in the Gorman-Liberty rivalry, right? Forget about how it's been in the Sanchez's era.
Yeah, not even using – shouldn't even probably use bad because
– not as
yeah,
potent.
I know what you – yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying. I just think top to bottom, Gorman, you're always going to be in an uphill battle against Gorman, any of these in-state teams. And you know I'm a quarterback guy, so I want the by far most important position on the field, so I think that I would have to be with you that Bowens is the most important player, but I'm surprised you would say that, Mr. We should kick up a cloud of dust and play 1950s football. I think you would say the running back's the most important, but...
Yeah, I just think that Liberty, to its credit, is set up to where they could run the ball, move the clock. They've got 2 Division I offensive linemen, one going to Washington, one going to West Virginia. They've got a running back who is good, and they've got good defense. That checks a lot of boxes, Case. And they've got kids who've played in big games before.
Yep.
So there's a good argument to be made for the Patriots. I mean, Gorman's not going to win forever, right? Arguably.
You wouldn't think so. I mean, it's been a decade now, though.
Yeah, I'm what, 42 years old, CK?
I don't know how old you are. You tell me.
Yeah, I'm 42.
You're around there.
Yeah, okay. I'm in my 40s. I got what? I got 23 years of work left. Is Gorman going to win, going to be the 34-time state champions in my last year of employment?
You'd have to say probably not, but...
Is this the Liberty team that's going to break him down?
You'd also have to say probably not, I think.
What do you make? You cover a lot of sports gambling issues here for Las Vegas Sun.
Okay. I know where this is going. How big of a favorite is Gorman?
Oh, geez. Thanks for stealing my thunder. I can't ask you a question.
Well, I'm just saying. I knew what you were going to ask me.
Ask a question.
Like 28-ish? Is that right?
Yeah, I just don't know. If Minogue, if the Monte Ranch was going to be a 30, I don't even know where we got the 30.
That's what you said. You said they were going to lose by...
30, yeah.
Yeah.
28 is four touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
Because you could look at the common opponent BS and see that Gorman 70-7 basic and Liberty struggled through basic. I think the problem with looking at Liberty is we just haven't seen them... at full strength all year.
I think they will be at full strength this game. I think they have been, you know, they held some kids out of the first round playoff. If they were banged up at all, kids didn't play in the first round. I'm sure they were kind of easy with playing time even on Friday, where they led Sierra Vista 29-0 into the
put
fourth
in some
quarter.
Twos, gave
yeah,
up, a
gave
few
up two touchdowns.
Yeah.
I did say Sierra Vista would score no more than two touchdowns, and they hit the top end of that range. So shout out to the Mountain Lions, a 36-14. I think that's another reason why it's hard to say for sure, because I agree with you. I don't know if we've seen Liberty at their strength. I still just think – I think Bishop Gorman would have to be around a 28-point favorite.
So four touchdowns.
Yeah. Especially if as good as Bowens has been, which I saw early in the year. I was like, this kid is going to be incredible once he gets it all together. And, you know, a little bit lesser competition in-state mixed with him getting some experience.
Yeah, I just – you know, every time CK Gorman – plays, whether it's Paolo back in the day in that great game that you and I went to together that I bring up every year. I had to bring it up once. When it was
every year, every week.
Yeah, when it was close in the first half, or when Sanchez's first year, when it was close, when Paolo actually led in the first half, or games against Arbor, games against Liberty. The thing is could you keep it a game for a quarter and a half, right? Because remember the year... It was Oblad's junior year 2 years ago. Dado was a senior, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd went into Texas and won that year, and they were running the rock well, and they were slinging around well. And it was that Martell's senior year, too?
Yeah, I think I'm looking at the score now.
Yeah.
Remember what it was?
84-8,
yeah.
First play of the game, Oblad drops back the pass, throws the ball over the middle, and Bubba Bolden intercepted it. And you can't have a turnover in your territory on the first play of the game. And with that said, I think the Liberty team this year is set up to pound the rock and run some clock right away. The thing is Gorman knows it's going to come, right? Do you play action pass on the first play?
Probably not. I wouldn't. I trust Morocco and the coaching staff over there. They're going to know what to do, but
you wouldn't you would just try to get your 3 yards on a cloud of dust, run off 30 seconds, cuz that's what you got to do.
You think you're going to fool them? You think you're going to fool the Bishop Gorman defense, who's given up very few points to Nevada punts? Is that where you're getting at? You think you're going to trick them with play action on the first? I think Gorman's going to be a little well prepared. Not that the whole defense is going to commit to the play action fake on the first down, on
right,
first
maybe
and 10.
You're telling me that teams look out for the play action?
It's this new cutting edge gameplay.
All right. Hey, Morocco, if you want to go play action on the first play, call it the Brewer.
Not to mention
the
Liberty,
Brewer. Give him the Brewer.
Liberty hasn't thrown the ball well all year.
Well, they're saving it for this game.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
So there are 20,
I'd love to see this be a good game.
I would too. I think Las Vegas would love to see it be a good game, especially you go back to the first week of the season. Gorman lost to Mater Dei. They were considered vulnerable. We've gone through the narrative. you know, blood in the ocean, yada, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of odds, while we're here, what do you put the odds of the Arborview at the Monte Ranch game? I know what I'm
thinking. It's hard because I don't know Minogue all that well.
Okay, all right.
But I...
Could I type mine down real fast before you go?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
I mean, you've almost been talking yourself into Minogue
go
all
ahead,
day.
Go ahead, tell me what you think the line is.
I'll say Arborview 16 and a half.
Oh, 16 and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a little high. Here's what I got.
Arborview 6. Okay. I don't know. All,
16 and a half?
All year you've been telling me how terrible the Northern teams are. Literally, I had, if this game was going to happen, I had DeMonte Ranch plus 30. Now all of a sudden it's a 24-point swing by a team that upset DeMonte Ranch.
I get it.
This math just doesn't add up.
In your case, you're a numbers guy, and you make a great point right there. But I just... For me, I can't see – I'm worried for Arborview because if this game was here, you're right. They're going to win by 30 or 16 or whatever it is, from 16 to 30. But getting on a bus, going there, Thanksgiving week, no school, so you're not practicing at your normal time, right? You know the referees from the north are going to favor Minogue because Reno people can't think straight. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
they
not,
can't case.
No,
don't
I'm,
even. This theory,
I'm not going to agree with that.
This theory is 100% true. The Reno people think they're better than the Vegas people. They have to cheat to prove themselves wrong. It even funnels all the way up to secondary education where UNR, which has got like a third of the students that UNLV does, gets more money because all the lawmakers are from Reno and Carson City and they can't see it any other way.
All right.
And everybody thinks Reno is Harvard and UNLV some junior college, but it's fine.
This is spiraling out of control.
It's fine. Okay. Go Arborview. I just made my pick, baby.
I do think that one thing you could say in your favor is there have been times this year where Arborview has not played its best game. Centennial was really close to the end in a game I was at, and they all said they didn't play their best. The Desert Pines game, as we've already mentioned, they were in position to lose because of some turnovers, some struggles. I just think at their best, which they showed against Faith Lutheran, I mean, Faith Lutheran couldn't even move the ball at all. If they play their best, they win easily. Now, I get what you're saying, the travel, the unfamiliarity.
Do you think they're overlooking the opponent?
I just doubt. Arborview's never been this... Never been region champions before, so technically never been this far in the playoffs, even though they have played in semifinal games.
I just think they're
going to be focused. I don't think they're content. I think they're going to be focused. I think
you know, like after you eat a big turkey dinner, you feel like you're content. You loosen the belt buckle a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to get to the picks? I think we've said enough. 3A okay. State championship game. Did you see the outcome of that?
The Churchill County one.
Yeah.
Beat Truckee. Close game?
Nah, I think it was pretty good, 28-7.
Okay.
So well, Moapa probably would have lost to Truckee anyway.
Eh, you never know. I mean, it was Moapa played Truckee pretty close. Could have been. I think they would have played them close.
Yeah.
I think all those teams are probably pretty even. The top three.
Did you see? Oh, CK. Did you see the fire truck welcoming them back to Fallon?
I saw your tweet of it. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Fallon before?
I have not.
You haven't lived yet.
Where is it? Where is it?
Fallon is like an hour outside of Reno, close to Vegas, on the way to Vegas.
Okay, I've played many of those like small towns though. From when I was in high school, we played a bunch of were in a smaller classification, so there's a lot of small towns that live for high school football. Yeah. So I get the.
Was in an event in Fallon, and I got a traffic ticket on the way there and on the way back by the same cop.
That's almost impossible to do.
I know. It was awesome.
Did he recognize you?
Oh, yeah. We had a good laugh over it. It was just fun. I was like, listen, man, I'm trying to get back to Reno where the action is.
Could he not let you off for the second one?
No, I got two of them, yeah.
Wow.
Went to traffic school. It was fun.
All right. Well, the picks. What game do you want to start with?
Let's start with the Gorman-Liberty game. Go ahead. Break it down for me.
All right. Last year, I think you forget, it was somewhat of a close game. Bishop Gorman didn't pull away till the end. I think it was 35-14 or something in that range. I'm going to actually disagree with my own line I set and say that it is closer. I would say Liberty covers plus 28. I've got Bishop Gorman winning, of course, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's close for a little bit. It's kind of like last year's game. Bishop Gorman wears them down, ultimately wins by, you know, 20, 21, something in there. Last year was 35-13. I think it'll be similar this year.
That's good, Case. That's a good analysis. I agree with everything you said.
Okay.
I think the score is going to be in that neighborhood. I'd love to see one day an Arbor View or Liberty or Desert Pines or whomever, Faith Lutheran or Clark, I don't care. Whoever it is, come in with a game plan against Gorman, get a few bounces, and see if they can make things interesting in the fourth quarter. I'd like to see a game go into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think that would be I think that's something everyone wants to see. It was 21-0 going into the fourth quarter last year, so not all that. I mean, they let Dorian Thompson-Robinson go 24-27. Despite how good you've said Bowens has been, I still don't think he's on that level quite yet. But if you just let him, if you let him dart it around like that, then this is going to be lopsided. I mean, you got to force some incompletions. We got to see if Liberty's.
Yeah. And you have to remember that he had two Division I wide receivers last year in Naylor, Michigan State, and Jordan, Miami.
All right. And Jordan's played quite a bit at Miami.
Yeah.
At least early in the
year.
He
may have got hurt this weekend.
Okay, I was about to say, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way.
This weekend, though.
It's different. I just think if Gorman's passing game is that lethal again, then it's going to be a long day for Liberty, but I'm going to say Liberty's up to the task of keeping it close. We both have Gorman about the same score. Maybe we'll be a little bit more different on this one. Arborview at Bishop Minogue. I'm sticking to my line here, and I'll actually say Arborview covers the -16.5.
I am...
You have six, so we want to cut the difference, and we'll make our last $5 bet of the year. Or I shouldn't say last, maybe we'll have one for the championship. So I'll take Arborview -10.5.
I'll take Minogue +10.5, but I'm going to take the Aggies on the money line. I got a Vegas team going to Reno to beat a Reno team. Hopefully everything I've said on this podcast is warning, right? Pack your long johns.
Arborview doesn't listen to the podcast. They think we don't like them.
But somebody will tell them.
Okay.
Wear your long johns. Get some sleep. Go up there on a business trip. Get the dub. And see what happens down here.
I'm so old, I know what you mean by long johns. I feel like the high school kids these days don't even know what long johns are.
What do they call them?
Well, now you don't need long johns anymore. Under Armour, Nike, all these things make things designed for cold weather. All
right.
You know, no one's wearing the old school long johns anymore.
I wore a pair of
I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, if we have any players listening to this.
I wore some long johns under my jeans Friday night.
Yeah, I doubt that that's even a thing.
Do you
anymore.
Own a pair of the Under Armour like compression?
Of course, a bunch.
You do?
Yeah,
for
I
the
work
legs.
Out in all those, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I always see people at the gym with that stuff on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, doesn't it like limit your legs? Like,
no.
Do you feel like you're, you know,
it
what
feels
I'm
great.
Saying?
No,
it
it's
does.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. You could tell I worked out a little today. I could tell you're a little envious. Yeah, I got that. The guns are all. Swollen.
Yeah, so the only place where you'll be seeing long johns are maybe in turkey bowls.
Nice.
Thursday.
Nice. Nice. All right, well.
Yeah, it's been fun. One more week talking football. We'll see. We're both expecting Bishop Gorman Arborview for the state championship, but we'll get a definitive answer on Saturday and be back Monday to discuss what we see for Ray. I'm Case. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now.